Can the monastics speak about the skillful use of caffeine for their practice? Caffeine makes me more productive in daily work, but I've also noticed a lot of the quote-unquote becoming energy. It depends on, say in any given monastery, there'll be those who drink coffee or tea, and there'll be those who don't. Some people find it too agitating, too stimulating. And then you just have to pay attention to what it does to the mind, does to the body as well, because sometimes it's there's energy comes up, but then it's hard to settle it. And different constitutions are different. Say for myself, I've gone through periods where I didn't take caffeine, but mostly these days, I love my tea in the morning. But then so once it gets later in the day, then I might have a cup of green tea. It's not so stimulating. For some people, I see that's even too much. Somebody like Ajahn Sumedho, he's over 80 and he's still, I don't know how many cups of coffee he drinks a day. It's astounding. I don't know anybody who can keep up with him. Right? It's just this different constitutions. Okay. Thank you to everyone who shared their personal journeys with us this morning. It was just the right mixture of nutriments to brighten the mind. Poignancy, vulnerability, transparency, and good humor. What a gift for the whole Sangha. Very nice.